Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
And we have Mr. Henry Flores. I'm thinking you're the godfather of ghostesses in El Paso.
That's what you and Mike have been saying for I don't know how many years.
And that's why. Because you've been doing it for so long.
And I gotta say, you guys, I think you guys dip yourselves in vampire blood. Because you're so well preserved.
Oh, listen to you.
It's like you guys are frozen and they thawed you out for Halloween. You guys always look the same. Me, I just gain weight.
You're so sweet.
A little bit every year, just a little bit. But, you know, you guys have always been cool with me and I really appreciate that.
This is why we love Henry so much, because he's so complimentary.
Because my eyes are brown. Not my nose. Today my eyes
are
red.
That is a good one.
Okay, so Henry, you were actually one of the people who founded the group Ghost 915, mm-hmm. but you are now part of your own group. You've broken off into Paranormal Travels. So what is that?
Paranormal Travels is what I've done is I've done things on my own for the past couple of months, and I travel in the weekends. My wife Patty and I, we go to different places and learn about their history. We take our kids, we learn about their paranormal, and I'm making videos and posting things online and then telling people about, hey, this is great. You should come to El Paso. You should see all the weird stuff we have here.
Oh, that's super cool.
So I'm branching out and doing things like that. And I've always wanted to do it. And I thought, you know what? It's time.
That's super cool. And see, that's the thing, because paranormal tourism is such a big deal.
It's huge. Yeah. I mean, it's $1 billion a year industry.
Yeah. If you go to like New Orleans, one of the first things you're going to do is go to their cemetery, mm-hmm. Because their cemetery is amazing. And of course, there's a zillion of them, but I can't remember what the big one is called. Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, but it's huge. And we have a great cemetery in Concordia.
Yeah. And then this Saturday, shameless plug, they're going to have a... I was part of it, so I should go ahead and say it. The Dia de los Muertos Festival.
Right.
Definitely do it because it's so cool. And when we first started it, we had like a few tables and all that. Right. Now it's just exploded into this conglomerate awesome event. Because all the proceeds go to the cemetery.
Right.
And plus, they're still doing tours. My friends at El Paso Paranormal, Lost El Paso Paranormal, I'm sorry.
Right.
They're doing it, and they're so cool. They're so awesome. We branched out. From Ghost 915, we branched out into like our own organizations.
Well, your own niches, because I think it's really cool that you do the paranormal travels, mm-hmm. because there is so much to do here in El Paso, but with so many easily accessible day trips kind of things, I mean, that's a lot of fun to go and do those too.
Yeah, it's really cool, like, to learn about history, because nowadays kids are like, it's really boring, you know.
Right.
It is. It can be, but, like, if you throw in the mix in there, it's like, you know what? Pancho Villa was here.
Yeah.
Even though it's Duranguito, Pancho Villa was here. That's why it's haunted. I'm not going to go into that. People are like, oh, wow, he haunts this building? Yeah. And he also went to the Capo's building, planned the Mexican Revolution there.
Yes.
So it's that juiciness of El Paso history that we like to show.
Right.
And we tell people, by the way, there's a ghost in there.
Yeah.
You know? And like when you've been on the tours and stuff, it's really, really cool to see it, but also experience it.
Yeah.
So in any tour, not just El Paso, if you go out of town and do any one of them, you're going to have fun.
Okay, what I was thinking we could do this morning is we could talk about your top three scariest moments, the moments that you went, oh, my God.
Ay su madre, one of those.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. So tell us your top three. What do you think?
Oh, gosh.
Quick overview.
MacGuffin Home, I have to say Concordia, and also the St. James Hotel in Cimarron, New Mexico.
Ooh, okay, cool.
That'll be the first, that'll be my top one, because that's where I got touched.
Oh, my.
And it was by a man. But, wait.
It doesn't matter.
Never mind.
Hey, Henry.
Never mind. No,
we're talking ghosts, dude.
Así no. I have a lot of friends, but así no. But yeah, MacGuffin Home, people tend to, they're like, oh yeah, I remember that place.
They forget about that place.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
I mean, the furnishings inside are from the time period.
They're original.
Or they're from the home.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, you literally, seriously do step back in time.
Yeah. I love that place.
It's so, I used to work there. So it was really cool. I never saw anything when I was working there because they're like, oh, it's Henry, you know? But, I mean, a fat guy. A fat man is here. So I would go, but they wouldn't really do anything. But it was when I was off the clock.
Right.
Is when things would happen. I remember years ago going inside and I got a call from one of the employees. And she said, the pictures here moved. And we saw an imprint of a little boy's or little kid's body on the bed. So I ran over there like, oh, my God, I'm looking at it. You know? I turned like gay for like 5 seconds. Oh, my God, look at it. I'm getting myself in trouble. So we go in there, and then I'm looking at the bed, and it looks like somebody's laying in it, but you only see the wrinkles of the pillow, of the back of somebody's head.
Right.
And then on the bed itself, you see heels at the footer of the bed. And they thought maybe it's a girl. And I said, it's possible, but boys used to wear heels too. Back in the 1800s
oh, yeah.
also.
Oh, yeah.
Skirts and even hose, pantyhose. And there was also a figure I looked on my left, and there was this one lady that she was wearing, like, blue, and she had a white apron on. And then she looked at me like, mm-hmm.
okay, hold on. Kiss FM. To my contrition mornings, we'll continue with Halloweek with Henry Flores from Paranormal Travels.
Halloweek.
I wish I could do the mwahaha, but it hurts my throat too much.
Oh, like Mike?
Yeah, no. Mwahaha. No, I do the mwahaha, but I can't do it because my throat hurts too much. It'll make me cough.
I don't have a fat tongue like he does.
Oh my God.
So let me move it aside. Oh, I don't know. And if he inhaled helium, he...
I know, exactly.
Like
exactly.
SpongeBob or something.
So we were talking about Concordia Cemetery off the air, and we were talking about really how important it is to make sure that those kind of sites, mm-hmm. you know, stay protected. And that's one of the reasons why the Concordia Heritage Association was started, yeah. because people were trashing the joint.
Yeah, people were jumping the fence and hitting the tombstones, the headstones, and a lot of vandalism. And then the community got tired of that. So they formed the Concordia Heritage Association. Great group. And they're still doing it. They're the official guardians of the cemetery appointed by the Texas Historical Commission.
Oh, nice.
So that's, you know... That's
a big deal.
That's pretty awesome. So they're taking care of it, but... It's owned by the state of Texas, but of course they don't take care of it.
Right.
That's where Concordia comes in, the heritage. And they would do the walkthrough history. They would do the reenactment of John Wesley Harton's demise. Very cool. But then when a couple of years ago, at least I think 10 years ago, wow, I'm that old. I think 10 years ago, that's when I went up to Patricia Kidney and I said, hey, Patricia, I got an idea. And she said, they turned me down.
Really?
Right away. They turned me on. I was like, no, because people, you know, they won't go. And they're still doing tours today.
Oh, yeah.
It's been their number one fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
And plus, at Dia de los Muertos, when I brought up that idea, they were like, well, I don't know. We did one. It built.
Yeah.
It just exploded into how cool it is now. And all of it goes to the cemetery.
Yeah.
You know, where now we have security there. Now we have security patrolling the area.
Right.
Now, if something happens, hopefully not, people know if you go there, you'll get arrested, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I remember I went on a ghost tour with a friend of mine recently, like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And you were saying, oh, my God, somebody just jumped the fence to do stuff that, well, you're not supposed to be doing in a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately there were police there. They went and got those two people. I mean, immediately. And you know, the funny thing is that you think to yourself, I'm walking around in a cemetery at night with a few people, granted, but really how safe and what? You're totally safe. You go to one of those tours and you're safe. It's guided. It's, you know, you're on the trail. It's a great thing to do. Now, me personally, I can't get near the children's tree in Concordia because it's just, I feel like it's a whirlwind of little kids. But what's the scariest thing you've ever experienced at Concordia?
At Concordia, you know, I've done it so much. It's a joke in there somewhere. I've done Concordia so much, it doesn't surprise me. Like if I see a white mist just move across the field.
Yeah.
Or if I hear the kids laughing at me. They're not hurt or anything. They're just laughing like, there's the guy with the hat, you know? Something like that. Or I hear things like the horses galloping or whispers, things like that.
Yeah.
When we were at Ghost, when Ghost Adventures was here, Zach Bagans was like, "Oh my God!" Because we heard a growling by those three trees.
Oh man!
If you remember in the episode, they saw three heads moving at the same time. That's actually true. That actually did happen. So those things, like, oh yeah, I saw that. Oh yeah, I'll see. You know, you see that, but for Muggles, it's totally scary.
Right.
Because they don't see that all the time. Yeah. Somebody that's been doing it for many years like me, it's like, oh yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah you expect it.
Getting a cold.
Yeah, it's true. And it's funny because Darren actually didn't want to go with us on that tour because he was like, I do not want them coming home with me. Hardly ever do the ghosts follow you home.
They don't go home. People think that I'm so important. They think I gotta go home.
Mike says. Mike says that a lot.
Who the heck do you all think that ghosts are gonna follow? They have way better things to do than to follow you home. I'm serious. Now, if you do something mean, if you take a rock or a coin or a trinket from their headstone, or you talk smack, I would follow you home too, and be like, "What's up?"
I know. Yeah, exactly. Follow
your feet at night. And it's like, you said something
pull
about
on
me?
Your toes.
Yes. Don't do it anymore.
See, that's why I wear shoes that's why I wear socks when I sleep, because that way they can't go through the sock. I don't know if do that.
Oh, they still do.
No, not
yes,
my socks.
They do.
Protective barrier.
I have magical socks.
Those are very, like ones from the hospital? No, I mean, like when I got touched that first time, I was telling you, I guess we'll talk about that later on, but I was wearing a shirt, obviously, but I felt it like if it was on me.
Right,
like
right.
Touching my skin.
Yeah, and it's funny because Mike, I think I'd been on the show a couple of years, and we were going to leave a tape recorder at the children's tree.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And so we left a tape recorder there, and when we were walking away from the tree area to go to L&J's to, get tacos and beer, because what else are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, it's all passion. You got to do it. L&J's, heck yeah.
Mike was like, oh, my God, somebody just walked through me. And I was like, it's probably one of the kids. And I said, that's why I don't like to hang out there. Because I love Concordia. Like, I'll just stop by there on my way home. Mm-hmm. Just to, like, wander around and take pictures and whatever. Because it's so big. There's still portions of Concordia that I've never actually walked on. Yeah. And so every once in a while, I'll just go and take pictures and whatever. And, you know, be real respectful and everything. But I do like to go hang out there. But I told him, I said, that's the reason why I can't go to the children's area. Because... it's so heavy right there.
Yeah.
There are certain portions of Concordia that you really do. You feel like you have to have your back up against something because you're like, I know I'm going to turn around and there's going to be something there.
There's somebody there looking at you like, hey. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Not all the time. I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
But it's, like I said, they don't follow you home because they're more respectable. I've seen a lot of weird things. But here in El Paso, there's not a lot of demonic or horrible or satanic or something like that activity that has been reported.
Right.
I've seen it, but it's not everywhere throughout the city.
Right. And I think the biggest vortex is the Monteleone, the restaurant.
That used to be, when I did my research for that, for Monteleone's, that used to be a church for spiritualists.
Right.
That they used to conduct seances there. So that was part of their worship, is conduct seances and talk to grandma or something.
Yeah.
And you leave that door open.
Right, exactly. That stuff never gets closed.
Plus, the food is so good.
Oh, God, I know.
I love the lasagna. Gary Monteleone, talk to him. Tell him, hey, Henry said hi. Maybe they'll give you a hug or something. I don't know about a discount, but they'll give you something. But it's another great, amazing place.
Yeah, that place is crazy. Darren and I did go to dinner there one night, and we were there. I think it was with Lady D. She was there doing psychic readings. Mm-hmm. And she kept, like, looking over at me, like, kind of furtively, kind of like glancing over every once in a while. And then finally she walked over and she goes, man, do you have a lot of people standing around you? And I was like, I said, really? And she goes, yeah. She goes, they're your family members. And she goes, but you travel heavy. And I was like, yeah, what? I do.
If I had somebody tell me you travel heavy, I'm like, look, I'm trying to lose weight.
I know, right? Look, I just ate pasta, okay?
I just had Chico's. Come on, leave me alone. You know, but people, if they're looking at you like that, it's because, is that Trish from Kiss FM?
No, not even.
She's giving you the evil eye.
No, she totally wasn't. But she was like, she said, can I talk to them for you? And I was like, no, I already know they're there.
Go ahead. Don't talk to them.
I don't want to talk to them. Because you know what? I don't want to know. I know who's around me. I don't want to know. You know, I'm better with, I know you're here. Uh-huh. I don't want to hear you. I don't want to see you. Mm-hmm. You know, it just that I'm like, mm-mm.
What if they were to tell you the combination of the lock?
That would be great.
What if they were to tell you there is gold over at the Aztec Cave
that
at Franklin Mountains?
That would be amazing. Now, that they can do.
You know, if they, but, you know, hellos, you know, that's why you got to let them tickle your feet and things like that.
No.
But I get that look, too. Like, I go to Walmart or whatever, I'm wearing the hat and everything else. People look at me like, but, yeah. I mean, not because, you know, oh, my God, it's Henry Flores. Oh, my God. No, it's because, man, who the heck is that guy?
Henry is such a nerd.
Who the heck is that guy with that pretty girl? And that pretty girl's my wife.
Well, yeah. You know?
So okay, it's so totally different.
We're going to talk about your second scariest place. What's that?
The first one was MacGuffin. Second one was Concordia.
Okay.
The first one will have to be the St. Regis. No. St. James Hotel. I'm sorry. In Cimarron. Kiss FM.
We are talking to Henry Flores, paranormal travels, ghost hunter extraordinaire, definitely the godfather of the ghost tourism here in El Paso.
We'll cut it out.
Because honestly, I didn't even know this stuff existed until I started working with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Halloween that we had you on, I was like, cool, they have ghost tours. Oh my God,
let's go. El Paso's getting to, welcome to the 90s.
I know, right? Exactly.
Well, we'll get to the 2000s one day.
Okay, so we're talking about crazy, scary things that you've run into at Concordia and then also at the MacGuffin home. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the one in New Mexico.
Okay, the one in New Mexico is pretty haunted too.
Yeah.
Love it. A lot of my my family comes from there. A lot of my heritage comes from New Mexico. And we traveled all the way to the borderline of Colorado and New Mexico, which was Cimarron. And it was so close to Colorado, you can smell the marijuana because it's legal over there. We're like, oh, it smells really good. Oh my gosh. So we go to the St. James Hotel, and this hotel has been featured on every single ghost hunting show you can think of. And the story is that the owner of the hotel put the deed of the hotel in a bet for poker, and he lost. So the new guy that won, he gets the deed. All right, I'm going back. So he's going back to room 18, and he gets shot in the back. And he's dying in the room, and of course he dies in the room. But the guy that lost the bet originally, the original owner, was like, I don't know what happened. Pues yo no sé. So he put his hands in the air, waving like he doesn't care, and he just moved on about his time. Well, the guy that got shot in there, he's angry. He lost the bet. He got shot in the back. He didn't know who killed him. I'm pretty sure he does. Mm-hmm. So that room has been sealed off.
Really?
Yeah. So nobody goes in there. It's not rented out because nobody can sleep in there.
Oh, wow.
So when we went, I go, and it's cold. Every cowboy over there looks like Sam, what's his name? Ah, the one from the Ram trucks.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy.
They all have that same mustache. They all look like him. Like,
sounds like a good looking town to me.
Yeah, even I thought so. Man, you know. But it was so cool because we go into the room, they open the door, and there's the bed. Every furnishings that's in there was original of the time period. And so I look to the left, and there's a dresser, and people have left coins and notes and roses, things like that, for the guy that died.
Right.
And so I left something there. I says, hey, it sucks. Sorry it happened to you. I'm sorry. And we left it there. And I was recording with my iPad, and I was scanning the area, and I said, look, if you're here, you don't want me here, just kick me out. Just tell me to leave. Mm-hmm. Give me a sign that you're here. And it touched me. It touched me on the side, like on my hip. It's cold over there, so I wasn't sweating. So it touched me like if it was the tip of a pencil, as cold as an icicle.
Oh, wow.
And it went down the side of my waist. And I was like, you know? And the rest of the night, I begged for it to do it again. I was like, do it again. Touch me otra vez. I've never said that before.
Right. To a man.
To a man, you know, which is okay, which is cool, you know. I got a lot of great friends, but still, you know, and especially that I don't see. And so I'm still saying, just go ahead and do it again. Nothing. But it felt so, it was an unexpected cold shock.
Well, and under your clothes, because if you felt it on your skin.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't my shirt, because my shirt wasn't cold. I was wearing a jacket.
Right.
But it felt like through my shirt, and it was like really, really chilling.
Oh, wow.
To the point where I had chicken skin like the rest of the night.
Well, yeah.
And so they said, all right, Henry, you're going to sleep in the most haunted room in the hotel. Oh, okay, cool. So I'm all excited and getting my CPAP machine and getting ready. And I was just laying there like, like if it's Christmas, right? And I fell asleep. And nothing happened.
Dude.
I know. And I left an audio recorder. All you hear is...
Oh, my God.
You know, you just hear the... of the mask and all. But that's it. And I'm laying there like, all right, I'm waiting for somebody to... And then I'm talking to it and saying... supposedly, it was a lady and her daughter that was supposed to be haunting the room. And then a cowboy that likes to, like, be an eavesdropper or... what do they call it? Like a peeping Tom.
Okay.
And he likes to look at the ladies in this room also. So I'm by myself. So I'm laying there and like, hey, so you want to talk? Or I'm talking to it like if I'm talking to a person, but respectable.
Sure.
Respectable, whatever. And nothing. I didn't get anything. The only scary thing that happened to me there was getting touched. And that was just amazing. You know, even the nose hairs just stood out. It was just so crazy.
Well, you need to trim those. So,
you can see them? Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I have Ganas there, too. Oh, Christ.
Okay, so do you still go to the DeSoto Hotel?
You know what? Honestly, that time when I did it with the Ghost Adventure crew, I got an attachment. I'm being honest.
You got an attachment?
I got an attachment. I've gotten two attachments the times I was there at DeSoto. The first time I destroyed a ritual that was there and got rid of it, I had an attachment. The second time I go with Ghost Adventure Crew, I got another attachment. So I'm not saying not to go. I'm just saying I won't see you there. Because I guess doing this for so many years, they give you the title of reverend.
Right.
You know, so I prayed my head off and hey, you know what? They go right ahead. I got a message. Great. But it was really, really bad. It was really bad for me because demons won't go after you. Because you're too strong. They'll go after your vulnerability.
Right.
So they'll go after the people you love.
Right.
You know, or the things you love, like work or your family, your kids, or anything else that you have passion for will destroy it, and then they'll go after you.
Oh, man.
So that's what happened to me twice. So I know El Paso Ghost Tours does tours there, and I fully support it. They're so awesome. I mean, I'm one of the original co-founders of the company, and best of luck to them. I wish them all the best, but I won't go in there. And El Pasoans are dying to go in.
Oh yeah,
because they all want to go in, and it's kind of hard to do a ghost tour or an investigation when it's all crowded.
Right, exactly.
In a small room, and everybody's like moving about and all that.
Yeah.
At DeSoto, there is a dark entity holding something younger or something smaller. Everybody thinks it's a little girl or somebody thinks it's a younger spirit, but there's something definitely there. Even the people that live at the DeSoto Hotel, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, there's something in the basement that we won't go in.
Oh, wow.
And so I'll talk about it. I'll tell you what happened, but I will not go in.
Huh. And see, that's the thing. I mean, you know, it's funny because that's why I wish the city would get involved in the tourism part of it. Because every single time that we do a blog post about anybody doing a ghost tour, within a day, we get a message back that says, you know what, we're full up. We're full up. We can't take anybody else.
Yeah.
And so I think that's great. And I think it's great that we always have you on the show because you are the one who really kicked it all off.
And you know, you're welcome, El Paso. It should be the El Paso mascot. What's his name? The one that wears the
Amigo Man?
Yeah, the Amigo Man.
It should be the Amigo Man. It should be Chico and then me.
I agree.
Maybe the three of us can go to L&J's and have a drink.
I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah. No, but okay. I really appreciate that you guys call me every year because who else can we call? Oh, yeah, Henry. Let's call him.
Henry Flores from Paranormal Travels. Plug your business real quick.
Well, it's Paranormal Travels. It's an adventure that my wife and I go to.
Do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we got a Facebook page, La Face. And just a shameless plug once again, I made a decision, and I'm going to be joining my friends at Lost El Paso Paranormal on October 30th, Devil's Night at Concordia.
Okay.
So just like the McRib, I'm only going to be there for a limited time.
Okay.
And I'm just as weird as McRib anyway. And it'll be great because I get to be with my old friends. We get to do what we love. And then after that, you know what? You just keep on rocking. I have a good time.
Excellent. Sounds good. Thank you so much for coming, Henry.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And Halloween will continue on Monday mornings.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.